Czechs have discovered a passion for family history. Ever since Czech TV began broadcasting its own version of BBC's show Who Do You Think You Are, many people have developed an interest in finding more about their own history, about who their ancestors were, where they lived, and what they did. In this edition of Panorama, we discuss the boom in genealogy with researcher Blanka Lednická, who a few years ago left her IT job and set up her own genealogy business.
The reason was very simple, maternity leave, because it was not possible to continue to work for the IT company I was working for. So I decided to do the second thing I know best, the family trees, genealogy, family history.
Did you specialize in genealogy in your history studies at Masaryk University?
Well, it was not so easy to specialize, but my graduation work was based on genealogical research of my own family from the Southern Moravia, from the Vysočina region.
How far were you able to trace your ancestors in your own work?
Well, the farthest history is till 1550 or something like that. So 16th century, but it's the farthest I ever get.
You've been in the business for a few years now, and you said that your first customer was an American Czech mm-hmm. looking for his ancestors. Were you able to help him?
Yes, I was.
So what did you find about him?
Well, we traced a few generations back. He stated that he wanted to get about four or five generations back in history. So we traced this, and we were able to make the family tree for him as exactly as he wanted.
Do you get more clients from abroad, or are your clients mostly Czech?
Currently, the clients are mostly Czechs, but recently, in the beginning, most of them were Americans.
Well, there has been a wave of interest in genealogy here in the Czech Republic after Czech TV broadcast its own version of the BBC show Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah.
Have you registered an increased interest? Has it affected your business as well?
Yes, it did. I had a large increase of people who were interested in genealogical research. Most of them signed or wrote me in the couple of days after the first part of Who Do You Think You Are. And it got about 70 people requested the research in January, just in January. Hmm. So it was the same number as in last year.
So have you expanded your business? Have you hired people to
yes,
work
I
with you?
Yes, I had to. I hired two girls who helped me. They are both on maternity leave, so the same as me, and we are working together now.
How are you able to trace ancestors in archives if you're or your co-workers if you're on maternity leave? I mean, I suppose you have to go to the actual archives.
Well, not to all of them, because many registries, many parish books are already online and are available for research from home, which is really great for me. And if I have to go, I have a nanny who is helping me. And right now my husband is staying on maternity leave, and we have switched from the 1st of June. I am working full time and he's on maternity leave.
You said most of your customers were men. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Well, I would like to know. I have to say that I don't know. Probably they think family history is more important and they don't have time to do it by themselves. Women mostly do the family history by themselves. I help them with the reading of the parish books and so on, but not with the research itself. So probably they just have more money to spend on the research, and they want it quickly, which is not so common if you are doing the research by yourself.
There are two kinds of family trees, mm-hmm. as we discussed earlier. You either have one person in the past tracing his or her
descendants
mm-hmm. Or you have a present person and you trace their ancestors.
Yeah, exactly.
What do people want more, the first or the latter?
Usually the second one. They want to trace the ancestors because the first one, tracing of the descendant of someone in the past, is very, very difficult.
Hmm.
It's difficult for, not only for time, of course, but also a matter of money.
Well, speaking of money and time, how much is the basic? How much do you charge for compiling the basic family tree?
The typical paternal line, which goes as far back as possible, is usually between 3,000 and 5,000 Czech crowns. If we are speaking about the ancestors of all lines in the family tree, it begins on 7,000 crowns, and the top is not stated. It depends on the customer.
What was your biggest order? Who was your most profitable client?
Well, I can't say it was most profitable because I spent much more time than I expected, but it was about several tens of thousands. But it was family which has comedians among the ancestors, actors and so on. They moved a lot. So it took really much time to research it.
And how long does it take you usually to compile the basic family tree? Mm-hmm.
The paternal line. It usually takes 1 month, but right now the situation is quite complicated because I have the research is till the second half of next year. So if someone is interested in the research further or earlier, I'm not able to comply.
Are you considering hiring more people, or do you think that this wave of interest will go away sooner or later?
Well, right now it would be helpful for me, but on the other hand, I would have to be a manager again, and I don't want to be a manager right now. I want to do the research itself. If I hire more people, it would mean that I have to lead them, which is, for me, it's not right now. It's not the way I want to go. So I'm not considering hiring more people. Even the fact that I have many people offering help. But for me, right now, it's not a way.
When someone comes to you and says, you know, I would like to look up, you know, my family ancestors, mm-hmm. and where they lived and what they did, what kind of information should they have ready to provide you with?
Usually information from the end of 19th century or beginning of 20th century. It's usually what I want them to gather. Anyway, if they don't have this and they are Czech people, there is enough to provide me letter of agreement to do the research in the archives and in the municipal offices, and then I go there or ask them for this information. So usually information, let's say 1900, but it's not that hard to gather newer information if I have the proper documents.
Hmm. And where do you go from there? Where do you start the research? What's the first place that you usually go to?
First place usually is the family of the person. He or she has to ask for the information. Then I start the research in the archives. Usually I have to find out where the parish is stored, where the parish books are stored. There are seven main archives in the Czech Republic where I can do the research. So it depends on the area where the ancestors were from.
This applies to Catholic population, or do you also do Protestants? Because I suppose they had their own birth books and things like that.
Exactly. They had their own parish books, registries. They are in the same archives as Catholic books. Another case are Jewish ancestors. These are stored in one archive for whole Czech Republic.
And have you been involved in researching a Jewish family tree as well?
Yes, I have.
Is there a difference in the language, perhaps? Or I wonder if the language the books are kept in were kept in and was different.
Well, the language is the same. Everywhere is used German, Czech, and Latin. There is another complication in the Jewish registries. They are not existing prior to 1800. Hmm. So it's not possible to do the research directly in the parish books or the birth registries. We have to use another sources. So it's more complicated.
How far in history do you usually get?
Usually 1650, 1700, something like that. But there are cases when we end at about 1780 because we are not able to get deeper in the history because of lack of resources. For example, if there was a huge fire which destroyed parish books and also cadastral books and so on, then we have a problem, of course, because we have to end the research.
And is there has there been a case where you got really far, like, you know, 13th, 14th century,
no,
for instance?
No, not yet. There are, of course, some family legends that say that there are noble people in the family tree, but I haven't, and any of them was true.
That was interesting because, you know, mentioned earlier that many Czech people have sort of illusions about their ancestors. So what are the most common misconceptions Czechs have about their family history?
Well, usually noble people in the family tree, some great father who was a nobleman or something like that. That's usually not true. And also very popular are some French or Italian soldiers from the Napoleonic Wars who stayed here in Bohemia or Moravia and had children, they married and so on. But this is, well, this is also not so true as people want to believe.
Are you planning to expand your cooperation with or your services for the Czech expats or for the Czech Americans, who, you know, ancestors of descendants of people who moved to the U.S. sometime in the 19th century?
Well, I have a blog which is called Czech Genealogy for Beginners, where I provide advices and help tips and so on for the people, English-speaking people who are interested in genealogy. This is one kind of, let's say, cooperation, because if they ask something there, I answer, because we are trying to, me or my colleague, we are both answering the questions, and there are quite many of them. Another way is that I plan to translate my book about genealogy to English and to publish it on the American market. I hope so to do it at the second half of this year, but the plans are still not so clear. We will see if I will be successful.